Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Understanding and managing our emotions, especially when it comes to relationships. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster ride of emotions with your partner? You know that feeling when one minute you're on cloud nine, and the next, you're ready to throw pillows at each other. Don't worry, we've all been there. Relationships can be amazing, right? They bring us joy, support, and a sense of belonging. But they also come with their own unique set of challenges, disagreements, misunderstandings, and those moments when our emotions feel like they're running wild. That's where the power of Stoicism comes in. It's not about suppressing our feelings, it's about understanding them, managing them, and responding to them in a healthy, constructive way. So, what are some key takeaways from this journey into emotional mastery in relationships? Let's break it down. First off, acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to pretend you don't feel something or brush them aside. Bottling things up only leads to bigger explosions later on. When you feel anger, sadness, frustration, whatever it is, name it, say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling angry right now. This simple act of awareness gives you a chance to pause and process before reacting impulsively. Next, try to understand the root cause. Why are you feeling this way? Is it something your partner did or said? Or is there something else going on in your life that's contributing to these emotions? Sometimes, those frustrating outbursts have nothing to do with our partner at all. We might be stressed about work, family, or even the latest social media drama. Now, here's where Stoicism really shines. Focus on what you can control. You can't control your partner's actions or words, but you can control your own reactions. Think of it like this. Your partner is a puzzle piece, and you are another. You both fit together to make the bigger picture, but you can only influence your own piece. Practice empathy. Put yourself in your partner's shoes. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Remember, they probably aren't intentionally trying to upset you. They have their own feelings and experiences shaping their actions. Lastly, communicate clearly and respectfully. This might seem obvious, but it's so important. When you feel overwhelmed or upset, take a moment to calm down before talking to your partner. Use say statements instead of blaming them. For example, instead of saying you always make me angry, try saying, I feel angry when this happens. Okay, let's bring it all together with a real-world example. Imagine you and your partner are planning a weekend getaway. You're both excited about it, but then things start to unravel. Your partner keeps changing the plans, making decisions without consulting you, and being generally indecisive. You feel frustrated and resentful. Now, instead of letting those emotions take over and turning into an epic fight, here's what a Stoic approach would look like. First, acknowledge your feelings. Okay, I'm feeling pretty frustrated and stressed right now. Then, try to understand why you're feeling this way. Is it because you feel unheard or disrespected? Next, focus on what you can control. You can't control your partner's behavior, but you can control how you respond to it. Maybe you calmly say something like, hey, I know we both want to have a great time, but I feel a bit overwhelmed with all the changes. Can we sit down and talk about what we're both hoping for? This opens up a dialogue and allows for understanding and compromise. So there you have it. Remember, emotional mastery in relationships is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and self-awareness. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. When you can understand and manage your emotions, you create space for deeper connection, more fulfilling relationships, and ultimately, a happy life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one takeaway that really resonated with you? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media, The Balanced Stoic. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode, where we'll be diving into how to cultivate resilience and other powerful Stoic principles for navigating life's ups and downs. Until then, keep striving for that balance.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.